I just want to conclude by saying and sort of summarize that what we're hearing today is that a shelter is one of the only remaining places women, trans people, and children have to turn to when faced with violence and when other options have been exhausted. With Canada's new and increasingly stringent immigration policies, a greater number of women fleeing violence will be forced to live without status. When such women seek support from shelters and immigration officers go into these spaces, they are violating the sanctity and safety of that space, and we are saying that we will not stand for it. We have well over 100 women gathered here today, and we do not think that immigration has any place in shelters or in our lives. We do not think that the CBSA must immediately issue a public statement saying that it will not raid or wait outside of women's shelters. And we will open up our organizations and our services to all women, regardless of immigration status. And this is only the beginning, because we cannot rest until a full and inclusive regularization program is implemented so that no woman loses status in the first place. So thank you for joining us today. I'd also like to thank Eileen, Anna, Bernadette, Deborah, Corrine, and Jane for speaking to these issues.